This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Hope Day. Our text number, 800-400-3697. You know, Brittany, the top of this text is gone. But basically, this person's been listening to us since high school, says we brighten their day every day. Just got home from Italy where I got engaged. Felt like I had to tell you guys because you're my family.
Look, there's the picture.
Oh, let me see. That's so cute. Congratulations. What are they, just up at the top of the highest mountain? That is beautiful.
That is in everybody's face right there. Burn. Why propose in the front yard? I mean, I went to the beach. I mean, but that's my house. That's the front. They went to Italy. Come on.
That's so
you got
sweet.
Proposed to in the back of a car.
Yeah. That was basically our front yard. It parked there.
Bryn did it with Hooman doing Kilroy over the fence posts.
And cameras everywhere. Well, anyway,
was
congratulations.
Yeah. No, he wasn't there.
He left already?
No, he didn't even show up. He wasn't even there. He was an excuse. He was a lie for me.
Oh, that's right. But he set the whole thing up.
Yeah, he set up the spot for me. And then it was a beautiful view. It was a nice, you know, in the city, under the bridge. It was great.
Under the bridge?
Yeah, over there.
Bay Bridge?
Off the Embarcadero.
Was it
under
epic?
The bridge
Gross
is
house?
A bad visual.
Or what do they call
most
that?
Most of the time.
Oh, epic steak, yeah.
Yeah, kind of under the bridge, but nice view. The water and the bridge.
Sure.
Blah, blah, blah.
Beautiful. Not Italy, but beautiful.
Right. Yeah. Not Italy.
Italy. Anyway, this part of the show.
Have you been?
I haven't. Well, actually, I was in Italy for one night. We crossed over from the Austrian border one night in Bosan, I think it was called. And then we went back to...
And you never stopped eating or what?
Oh, my God. We had the best meal there.
Oh,
it was
really?
Crazy. And even the wine. I'm not a wine fan. But they did this like pairing thing. I was like, oh my God, fill my glass back.
Napa is so mad at you right now.
Too bad.
Oh, don't say that. We love Napa.
Too bad, Napa.
Love you, Napa, Sonoma, Yonkville.
You guys should get some Italian wine over there.
Wow.
Listen, I love Napa. Just I don't love it for the wine. It's fantastic. People love it. So the Hot 100, these are the biggest songs in the country at this moment. The Chainsmokers are on at number 100. They've been on the charts for 100 weeks with Everybody Hates Me. Wow. They really do have a sound. All right, skipping up a few places. Number 9 is going to take us a minute here. This is one of the funniest things I have seen in a long time. There's a guy by the name of Lil Dicky. And apparently he's kind of a novelty. Is he a joke rapper? Like, he's really
a
rapper.
No, he's actually a really good rapper. Yeah, but, you know.
So he's a white guy.
So he's funny, though. He has humor.
Yeah,
he
well, Lil Dicky is in direct reference to, you know, what he's got going on. That's his name.
Oh, he says he's...
Apparently.
Because Eminem was funny, too.
Yeah, this guy is much closer to Weird Al than to, you know, than to like Jay-Z or somebody.
Okay.
So he has now broken into the top 10. He's the number 9 song. And I don't know if this is his first top 10 hit. I really have no idea.
He's been in our celebrity trash a few times.
Has he? What have we talked about with him? Just
I don't
he's
know.
Hilarious. His penis
I forget,
is small.
You know,
like,
just,
I don't...
he's big enough to that you, he landed in your stories, I'm sure.
Okay. Well, anyway, so this guy is, like, I guess that's his whole rap. He's this white rapper. He's got this beard and kind of like a you know, loose brown hair fro. And he gets approached in a restaurant. He's sitting with, like, his friends. Mm-hmm. And the guy's like, oh, man, Lil Dicky, you're, like, my favorite. I think you're so great. And he starts explaining who Lil Dicky is to his girlfriend. Oh, yeah, he's like a joke guy.
She's like, he's a rapper? That guy?
Right. He's like, well, not really. Like, he's not a rapper. He's more like kind of a funny rapper, like a Weird Al rapper. So the guy, then the dude takes off like, oh, yeah, you're great. Bye.
This guy looks like a Patagonia employee. No yeah. offense, but I mean, he's just got a bad beard and uncombed hair, yeah. and he's just a skinny white guy.
So as I'm watching this, I'm like, okay. And then up on the screen, up on a TV in the restaurant, there's Chris Brown, and he's doing his dance moves. And it's like, you know, Chris Brown, he's so cool. And this guy's like, you know, I wish. And he's in a Chinese restaurant. And as he breaks the fortune cookie, the Chinese waiter, like, I don't know, waves his hands in the air. And Freaky Fridays, the Chris Brown and Lil Dicky. So Lil Dicky wakes up in Chris Brown's body. Hmm. And he's like, oh, my God, I'm Chris Brown. He looks down at his tattoos. And he's like, there's two hot chicks in the bed. And he's all.
They're all naked.
It's, but it's Chris Brown acting the whole thing. It's absolutely.
He opens up his underwear.
He's like, whoa, I got my dream. It's. And it just gets funnier and funnier because then, of course, Chris Brown wakes up in his body.
In Lil Dicky's body.
In Lil right. Dicky's body. And we're not going to be able to play you a lot of this song. We'll play you a little bit of it. But there's certain words that he can now say. And so he's yelling those. And it's definitely not safe for work. So if you're going to listen to it, put your headphones on. But you've got to find the video for yeah. this and watch this. I almost watched the whole thing, you know.
Yeah, you pretty much watched the whole thing.
I was like, oh. And then the end is so mm-hmm. funny. It just gets funnier and funnier. Oh, it's so good.
So
all right, so anyway.
Freaky Friday.
Yeah, Freaky Friday.
We can't post it on our sites. It's explicit.
Yeah. So Lil Dicky, Freaky Friday. It's number 9 this week. Oh, my God. The video is hilarious. Anyway, so that's Lil Dicky featuring Chris Brown and others, which is debuting in 9th place. That's the first week on the chart. So, if you have
that's
a minute.
That's funny. You know, I'm not a Chris Brown fan.
I know. At all. I have to say, I thought, wow, Chris Brown has a great sense of humor to do this. Like, he is truly geeking out as Chris Brown. Like, oh my God, I'm Chris Brown.
I mean, any PR will help him because right. he's as bad as it gets,
and
right?
This is about as good PR as you can get.
He's very likable in the video.
Very likable. Even references his checkered past. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's number 9 this week. And I believe this is the 9th week in a row. How is he doing this? Drake. God's plan.
I just heard myself saying people listen to anything, but that backfires because here we are talking and, you know, I don't want anyone to be like, yeah, you fool.
People listen to anything. Some things are more worth it than others.
Dang. Drake.
God blang. All right. So this is out of the blue. Here we go. Looks like someone is out to get Corey Feldman. He got stabbed.
Yeah, what is this about?
I don't know. Let's go through the story. And
what do you mean?
He got stabbed in the stomach. Somebody opened his car door, reached in, stabbed him. So he's hospitalized. He says a total stranger stabbed him in the abdomen and then escaped. He was sitting in his car last night in somewhere in the valley, San Fernando Valley, with a security guard in the car with him.
He has security. And his security let him get stabbed.
Well, 3 men approached the car. He says his security guard was looking out his side window, talking to the 3 guys. Meanwhile, another car pulls up. Another attacker jumps out, opens his door, I guess, stabs him, and flees the scene.
What security guy doesn't go, you know what? We have wheels. And this thing, just drive away. Let's do that.
Now, so he's saying, I was stabbed. There's the plot thickens here.
Okay.
So here's a couple pictures of him in the hospital. He's I guess this is Twitter. I'm in the hospital. This is all caps. So he's yelling. I don't have to yell it at you, but just know that he's yelling. I'm in the hospital. I was attacked tonight. A man opened my car door and stabbed me with something. Please say prayers for us. Thank God it was only myself and my security in the car when 3 men approached. While security was distracted, a car pulled up and attacked. I'm okay. So he was rushed to the hospital. He says he thinks he knows who's responsible. Meanwhile, law enforcement is saying, although Feldman claims he was stabbed, there was no evidence of a laceration, no cut to his abdomen. What? They say they don't know if he suffered any other injuries, but there was nothing visible on his body. He was admitted to the hospital in stable condition. He says he was stabbed. He said whatever the person stabbed him with was long and sharp. The cops are saying, there are no marks. cracks and there's no cut and there's no blood. So, but they admitted him. Corey says he thinks he knows who's responsible. He says he's been receiving online threats from some, in quotes, wolf pack. So somebody's been threatening him and either calling themselves or their group wolf pack. He says, I have reason to believe it's all connected. Enough is enough. Yeah, Corey, enough is enough.
Oh, is he having a hallucination or something?
I don't
know. Breakdown?
Did he? I mean, is
what
it possible
is his security guard saying?
Think you got stabbed? I don't know that. TMZ will find him, though, if he's findable. This alleged security. What is it, his dog?
I don't think of him, but every now and then I will, out in the world, think, I wonder what Sarah's doing. And then I go, well, probably working in the yard. Or use that. Probably whatever. But on any given day, this is what what's
Corey
his name's
Feldman
up to,
is up
huh?
to.
He's got security details. And he's,
and
he's
thinks
dealing
he's
with thugs in
right.
parking lots. And okay.
I mean, look, it is possible that he's felt threatened online. I mean, certainly, we've talked about it earlier. People do feel like they can say anything to anybody online. And maybe that's, maybe his security is some friend of his. And he chooses to, you know, feel
Label
important.
Him.
Feel important by saying that he's got security.
Well, remember when he did that performance and just got destroyed? Was that the Today Show or something?
Was that the Go For It with his band?
And then he just got destroyed. Yeah. And then later he was like, I don't understand why everyone's so mean to me.
Yeah.
Club, I start tearing it up. Let's go for it. So, I don't know. I mean, they let him into the hospital. The guy's, one of the pictures, the doctor's like taking his temperature. You know, because that's what you do when somebody has a
I don't know how
stab
much
wound.
You can talk to that guy, but you would think that you'd be able to say, you're not a musician, dude. Like, you're not, you're being put on because of the name you had as a kid. And you're going to get laughed at when you go do your show. Like, what shows do you see that are like this?
Right.
You're not that guy. Like, you need to know who you are and not open yourself up to the torture.
Be the best you could be.
Well, you know, or maybe it's time to go back to real life and...
I don't know, get a job somewhere.
Unless, you know, maybe he has... Does he have the money? What's he worth?
Can we see what he's worth?
Yeah,
the celebrity left him behind a long time ago, right?
Yeah,
I do feel like it did. I mean, I liked him on
Two Mills. Good money. He's okay. Two
Mills by LA standards.
Well, then move to Eugene. Eugene's lovely this time of year.
Wish I was a big star. That's some
get a job at the Home Depot.
He's probably got a SAG-AFTRA pension coming his way.
Sure.
He can just figure out something to do to keep him going for
I feel bad for people who are child stars because you peak so early and then and especially if you stay in the press like he has, you're recognizable the rest of your life. It is harder for someone like Corey Feldman to go work at Home Depot because every single day, every person he meets is like, hey, don't I know you from somewhere? I mean, that has to just be the oldest thing in the world. You just want to be famous again so you can insulate yourself from people. You don't have to explain why they know you. You know what? I'm not going to explain why I look familiar to you. Yes, I look like some big star that I used to be.
I saw him on an episode of Celebrity Wife Swap.
Oh.
What?
He was a little delusional, just like not together there and clearly in his own little world.
Oh, poor Corey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well. I felt bad for him.
He's faking or not.
Yeah,
someone said,
stabbed,
but he's well enough to vape. I guess he was vaping in the hospital there.
Oh, are you even allowed to do that in hospitals?
No, you're not.
That seems wrong. All right, I want to get to this really quickly. I really did think when I first caught wind of this chick on Dr. Phil that would be the end of that.
Ooh, wait. Okay. A texter says, was thinking Corey Feldman could have been stabbed with a syringe.
Oh.
It would have felt something, but it would not leave a laceration.
Oh.
That's good thinking.
That is good thinking. That would also explain why they admitted him. Because why would they? Wouldn't you just go, no, you weren't stabbed. We have people here with actual medical problems. This is Danielle Rigoli. This is the chick who has a bad relationship with her mother, and she just seems like an all-around pill.
How old is she now?
15 now.
This girl is 15.
And she's a rapper. That's part of who she is. By the name of Bad Baby, B-H-A-D, B-H-A-B-I-E, Bad Baby. And I'm sorry to tell you that she has sold 500,000 copies of her debut single. It's called Hi Bish, which I'm assuming is Bish and not Bitch because there's no T in it. So Hi Bish. So Danielle, also known as Bad Baby, has earned gold status. It's a hit single.
No.
It's sold more than 500,000 copies. She's got a big plaque where she's, you know, smiling at the camera. And actually, she doesn't really smile. But I'll show you the picture of the plaque. Because, you know, we work at a radio station. There are commemorative plaques all over the place here.
You're telling me that's 15?
That is 15 years old. She's got 22-year-old. I need that story. he's walking away with, hey, man, those are my words. It makes her the youngest female rapper in history to chart on the Billboard Hot 100. The music video alone, Vinny, on YouTube, I assume, has 84 million hits.
She has 12 million followers.
Unbelievable. And she's just getting started. She has a collaboration with Lil Yachty. That's already getting a lot of buzz. Were you able to find that?
Yeah.
So it looks like she spent some of her hard-earned money getting new boobs, Vin? Is that what you're...
She's maturing. I don't think you can get boobs at 15. Is it possible she just grew into...
Yeah, you can get boobs at 15, but they do look a lot bigger than, say, 6 months ago.
Yeah. I don't remember her. I don't remember knowing her for her boobs at all.
Frankly, the boobs were part of the whole pit. She just doesn't look 15. She looks like a grown-up.
Yeah.
Right.
510 goes, oh, my daughter just yelled out, I love that song.
Oh, God. Oh, boy. Well... You should sit your daughter down. Tell her why she doesn't love that song. Oh, this person. I really thought she was just going to go away.
Me too.
I just figured, oh, we'll see you later. Boy, Dr. Phil's done it again. Thanks, Dr. Phil. all right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Going to concerts.
Oh.
Makes the news after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Thank you so much for listening. It is a delight to have you here. It's 7:37 on Hump Day morning. In about a half an hour or so, our dear friend Eddie, we haven't seen Eddie since last summer when he came through here with the Bingo Bus Tour. That was ill-fated at best. But he's here doing a midweek thing. He did a show last night in Mill Valley, and tonight he is at the Punchline in San Francisco. And he's so great. We love Eddie, and he's always a fun guy to have on the show. So he's coming up at about 8 o'clock. All right. So right now, we'll take caller number 9. We're going to set you up for Easter at Whole Foods Market. We've got a $100 gift card for caller number 9, 800-400-3697. Let Whole Foods Market do the cooking for your whole Easter, whether it's brunch, dinner, whatever you're doing over this, and including Passover. They have a whole Passover set up as well. Whole Foods Market has you covered. Find the Easter menu at WholeFoodsMarket.com and call now. We've got $100 for you to spend at Whole Foods Market. 800-400-3697. Call now.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, Dublin, and their new
location.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, Dublin, and their new location in Berkeley!
You think Dublin feels left out that they're not in Dublin anymore?
I think they probably loved their position as the shout-out at the end. And now Berkeley.
Stolen their thunder. Thunder. Stole their thunder.
Here's what's happening. Easter's this weekend, everyone. So, you know, if you're once or twice a year a person for church, it's probably going to happen to you this weekend.
Well, thank goodness I'm not.
Major League Baseball opens tomorrow. So, and that's a league-wide. Everyone's playing tomorrow. So that's fun. Baseball's back, everyone.
Woohoo!
I got my new gear on right now.
I see it. It looks good. Sharp cap.
Did you see our A's jersey?
Nice.
It's the A's jersey. We got this a long time ago. It's actually for you, Vinny.
Athletics.
I think did we get it for his 40th birthday?
I think we might have. Sarah, the number is 973.
That's cool.
And Sarah and Vinny is the name.
They've actually been very cool to us, and I've been to a. I dated a girl that loved the A's. And as the A's have had trouble finding a new stadium, she's the person I think about every time. She has pictures of her in her apartment where she's in she's geared up in A's gear and she's three. You know, and still
it's family fan.
Yeah, that's her team. Mm. So it's pretty neat that people, you know, latch on and stay. And it looks like the A's are staying because they're going to be buying that or
hopefully,
taking on the debt for the Coliseum location.
Right.
And Oakland's going to get serious about keeping at least one of their teams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's keep a team, guys.
We got to keep supporting them.
Yep. Yeah. Make it so they don't have to tarp off the top sections. You reminded me of that yesterday. And that is a sad picture when you see they actually try to keep the cameras low. The ball goes up and you're like, oh,
you know what's cool
NPCs.
Too? If you are just thinking about going to a game, they do these firework displays where they let you onto the field. Mm-hmm. And so you go down after the game. Everyone gets on the field with blankets and stuff. Oh. And you watch the firework show. That's an experience you don't get anywhere else. That's pretty neat. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
I went and did that with her.
Check them out, man.
So anyway, here's what's happening. Going to concerts.
Yes.
You don't do it anymore.
Well, I do it. I just mostly in a work capacity. I mean, it's very rare that I'm like, I want to go to, I mean, I guess I did with Bottle Rock last year.
Yeah.
But even that, I had VIP passes, you know, I don't want to be in the giant crowd.
You don't?
I get so scared. No. Where's the VIP section? I'm a spoiled brat.
How many shows would you say you've seen? 500?
I couldn't even. I mean, I don't know. Probably not 500, actually, Vinny. Probably far less than that.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, since I got into radio, I really only go to work concerts and, you know, I don't know, 200 maybe?
All right.
I mean, you've probably been to you go to concerts all the time.
Yeah,
I
love going to shows. I've told you, I have the same sort of description of the experience if you were to ask. There's nothing like that shared experience of watching your favorite artist perform live for you, and you're all getting this energy from the stage, and you're like giving it back, and they're giving it to you, and that shared experience is it's not listening to a record.
Right.
You can't get that anywhere else. And that's not every band can do that.
Right.
Plenty of shows I've gone to, I've gone,
Oh, it's getting late.
This sucks. I'm going to go.
Yeah.
And it's not me. It's just that the band they're not able to pull it.
Right.
Or whatever.
For some reason, the vibe wasn't there.
Right. Other times, you're just like,
I never want this to end.
Anyway, going to concerts is so good for your well-being that it can actually make you live longer.
Really?
They found that 20 minutes at a concert makes you feel 21% better. That's stronger than doing yoga or walking your dog.
Huh?
The boost is, and that boost is linked to a longer life.
Wow. That's actually super surprising to hear.
Other studies have found that having a high level of well-being can increase your lifespan by 9 years.
Wow.
So go to shows, everyone. It's
yes.
good for you.
Sounds great for you. Mm-hmm. Holy cow. Who'd have thunk it?
You like it?
I always feel like
I do.
The stress level.
As I'm thinking
the parking
of the concerts I'm going to be going to this
Oh, event. Yeah. You're going to the...
The next Hall & Oates.
And
I'm going to
the
go to
the
Eagles. I was talking to Denise about a Kid Rock show.
You want to do another Elton John,
I want to do another Elton John, and I want to do... Oh, I'm definitely going to go to Outside Lands.
Mm. Oh, and then, are you really?
Yeah. It was so fun last year. I hope I can go with Brit and Hooman again.
Yeah. Let's all meet up.
Because they know where to go. And
we do
just
know where to go. We're
take
pros
me in the right places.
Outside Lands is the best.
Oh, man.
So we
did,
cool.
We did an Instagram live from there.
That was
really good.
Really
I really
fun.
Get my steps in those days.
Like, yeah.
My rings are closed.
Yeah. Was that last year that we... We sat at
it
that
was
one
two
spot.
Years
that was
ago,
2 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, where you watched Big Boy with his badass band, then super boring
with
other
Fantagram.
Band.
With Fantagram.
Yeah, with Fantagram.
That's what it
super
was.
Super boring band. I can't remember right now.
Oh,
asleep.
Air.
Yeah, we're dying.
Air was awful. You guys talked about that.
Oh,
because so
weed
funny.
Smoking?
No, they were just...
No, the band
the
Air.
The band oh. Air. They're like oh. some... They're older, like, dance music from France. Terrible. I mean, maybe they have good albums, or maybe I'm not smart maybe enough not. To get it, but yuck.
Blah. Oh, by the way, 8:30, we have our Eager Beaver Outside Lands 3-day passes.
All right. Mm. Sweet.
Do you still carry cash?
I do usually have $20 on me.
Well, you're the last guy to carry cash, because nobody's got cash anymore.
It's so true.
The majority of Americans carry cash all the time.
You well, you're what? Made of money, so let maybe that's see. Why.
Just to have, I don't know.
His mom pays him under the table.
There's so a pile in the bucket by the door. He just grabs some.
Get rain. Make it rain in there.
Yeah, come on,
Do it. Well, look. Does that make it rain? Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I hope the camera's on that. Oh.
Pick all that up.
Wow,
what
they're
are you
actually
crazy?
Raining money.
Yeah, easy. What? He has a big fist full of cash in there.
Got me all excited.
Mom, the cash bucket's getting low.
Oh, the days.
Oh, my God. Tell us more about the days, Yuzi.
Nope. You do? How much cash you got
about
there?
About as close to an admission as we've ever gotten.
$200.
Ma! The cash bucket!
Oh, that's funny.
The days, you were saying?
Nothing. What else you got?
We heard about something about
so
the days.
So what about the cash? I think I have $20 on me right now.
Yeah.
Maybe.
From the ones you just picked up off the floor?
No, I don't want to take his money.
I think George took some of it.
The days.
Should I make it rain again?
Yeah!
All right, turn up the music.
Yeah, look at us, look at
us. Oh, yeah. Yuzi, stand up. Put that show on. Come on, girl. You got to tuck some in. Oh, look, she's God. Still going. She's still going. Oh, my God. Oh, I know somewhere there's a good time looking for me.
To put that like on a loop or something.
Oh boy, Bryn, I know. I mean, Vaughn, I know you got that.
No,
Radio Alice, yes, RadioAlice.com/watch. You could be watching this show. You could have seen that. It happened twice. Let's do it again.
I don't know. I feel like I'm losing $20 every time.
Each time.
Mine's just landing in the garbage.
Oh, we'll go search that room out.
25, a quarter of people say they never have cash on them, ever.
Well, I've been the person with no cash on me, and then it's always when I don't have any that I need it. So I just try to have a 20 tucked
in somewhere. I currently have $5.
Well, that's the $5 I gave you yesterday. Uh-huh. And you're going to owe that to someone else by the
Sarah
end of today.
Sarah gives me my $5 and goes, hold on to that. I'm sure you'll be giving it away soon. I'm like, yay! Get off me,
our
Mike!
Standard Sarah and Vinny $5 bet.
Yeah, he's going to lose to something.
Yep.
Tell me.
By the end of the week,
go
guaranteed.
Go buy chips downstairs. How dare you?
You have to use a credit card for that.
I know.
Someone says that they carry cash all the time because it helps them, it keeps them from overspending.
Oh.
That's what my husband does. He just carries the cash. And
it's a good way to do it. Like you have an allowance.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Except that guy at the door asking for money from you saw you with your wad at the cash register and is like, can I have a dollar? I don't have any money. No, I saw you. You have a whole
wad. It's okay.
Wad.
I have a square.
It's right there in your pocket. I can see it.
I need that money for stuff. Gotta go meet my drug dealer.
Right. Actually, that's who's carrying cash, the people who have a drug deal to do.
Dealers.
Yeah.
Pornhub is going to start giving, that's a website where you can go and see porn, everyone.
Oh, really?
Pornhub, yeah. They'll start giving free premium memberships to people who live in towns with sexual names.
Oh, like Blue Balls, Pennsylvania?
So I'm in, right? Scotts Valley. No.
I don't know.
That's not a butt crack reference, you don't think?
Oh, if your name is Scott, I guess maybe it is.
Scotts Valley.
I didn't really get that.
Okay. I can't sell that to you. I'm not
going to sell it
to them.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
for
thinking.
Sure.
I'm a hard sell, but Pornhub might be.
Hooker, Oklahoma.
Oh, hookers.
Three-way Virginia. Horny Town, North Carolina. Rectum, the Netherlands.
No, there's a town called Rectum.
La Vagina.
Oh.
In Italy.
Oh.
And Climax Saskatchewan.
Hey, does it say there what the premium account does for you?
Well, I think let's see here.
It actually has hands. It's
what's
crazy.
Special about the premium account?
You get to
the shots you know, are wider.
I don't know. I only look at the free one, and yeah, I would never have thought to actually sign up. And actually, the
oh, maybe you get like one-on-one interaction.
The thing they try to sell on these sites, on the occasions that I've been. Very rarely, every day at 1 o'clock.
Gotcha.
Hardly ever. They're really trying to sell those cam girls.
Yes,
that's the thing.
I bet
that's where the money is, and that must be why they're offering you the free porn.
Right,
is the advertising for these cam girls is making them bank.
Yeah,
and I imagine the kids or somebody is saying, "Yeah, you can have my credit card."
Well, Entercom already stepped up their game.
Oh.
I'm no longer.
We're shut down.
You can't even get on Pornhub.
No, I can get on Pornhub.
Oh!
Oh, they stepped up the game.
Before I couldn't get on Pornhub.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
Cow.
Entercom building.
Entercom!
But now that
Bringing
I think about
down
it,
barriers.
If you're looking at the free stuff, there's certain videos you can't click on, and it says you need a premium membership. So it's just exclusive content is what you get from that.
Oh, I've never even clicked on. I don't even know where to go to see the exclusive content.
So you can get to a cam girl without a premium membership. You just need a credit card.
Right.
And be willing to put it in.
No, it's with all the thumbnails. And there's just one with a little star next to it. And that's that's the premium one.
Okay, I've never even. I always go to stuff from the 70s. They're not going to pull premium on me there.
Yeah, you can see the furry girls. No problem. Those ones are free.
Low definition.
Right. Yeah, here's a grainy video of you know,
those are for me. Exactly. Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. So anyway, if you got a dirty named city, you can apply for a premium membership. And
hooray.
707 says Natalie Portman mentioned that she doesn't know other jobs other than acting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
she's really famous, so she's not going to have a problem working, and also she's probably worth more than the $2 million that Corey Feldman
She'd never have to worry about that. But even that, nobody feels sorry for someone like that.
No.
So what? We didn't want to have to work normal jobs either, but we did because, you know.
That's how you pay your electric bill.
I couldn't get gas in my B210 any other way than to be a janitor for 5 minutes till I quit. But still.
Right.
I did.
Gotta get a job.
Right. Sheesh.
Sucks for you, Corey. Wow, you're just like the rest of us.
Corey Feldman gets attacked the same night A Tale of Two Corys premieres. Is that right?
That premiered last night?
I don't know. I've been hearing about it coming up.
So
I didn't know it was.
Does
it say what network? Like Oxygen?
It doesn't.
Or something like that?
But if that's the case, then we know what this was.
Mm.
Good old fashioned Hollywood promotion,
Hollywood fakery.
Lame.
Yeah, it's he said he was stabbed, goes to the hospital. Law enforcement were saying, well, we didn't see any blood, any laceration, any knife marks, or anything else.
So it came out in January.
Oh, okay. Well, then that can't be the case.
Maybe they just re-ran it somewhere.
Maybe.
Hey, Corey Feldman in security detail. The first rule of safety and security, lock your car door. Duh. Yeah, no crap, man. What the heck? You'd think the guy, and so the guy entertains three ruffians in the parking lot while his detail gets attacked.
Right.
You think the guy would go, we're going to drive out of here.
Yeah.
Just drive away.
Just windows up, doors locked, push the gas.
A new update a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
It says Corey did tell police officers that he was stabbed with some sort of syringe.
Oh.
And
boy,
then the
a texter was right on that.
Cops now say there's some sort of mark on Corey's abdomen.
Oh.
And then they're saying it looks like it may have been a road rage incident.
Oh.
So
this had nothing to do with this wolf pack that's bullying him online.
Yeah.
Okay. Hotlines are in.
Well, nobody should get stabbed.
No,
by stuff,
agreed.
But
I don't care what kind of road. Oh, man. Yesterday on my way home, this bike rider was screaming at this Range Rover. This is on the marina.
Cyclist,
yep. Uh-huh. And he's just like screaming and pointing and banging on the window. And then he starts to go like, he's between the two lanes. Like there's two lanes going northbound or whatever. And he's between the two lanes. And then he like pulls kind of in front of the Range Rover. And the Range Rover goes forward and hits him. I was like, oh my God! What's happening? It was, and then the guy's yelling and looking at his leg, and I'm like,
wow.
I know. Oh, my God. It was crazy.
So when you were gone, you didn't stop to see
No, there was so much traffic.
You didn't take him to the hospital, Sarah?
No, he, believe me, that dude had it all under control. He was in charge of that situation.
Yikes.
Oh, that, remember when we were having lunch and some girl yelled, I'm going to kill you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was yesterday.
We were all sitting, and we're sitting in a beautiful open window at Kokari, and we're having a lovely light, you know, lunch banter. And out the window, some lady is screaming expletives, and I'm going to kill you.
And ran right past us chasing somebody.
Right. Boy, it's exciting being in the city, isn't it? Woo.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Eddie Ift is coming up in the trash.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.